You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The State of Vermont's Commission on Women has a new chair, Lisa Senecal of Stowe. Senecal made news last year when she broke a non-disclosure agreement from her settlement of an allegation of sexual harassment against a now former executive at the Stowe company, Intopia. Senecal alleged she was sexually harassed when she was considering a job at the company. The company also settled a second case from another woman who made similar allegations against the same man. I sat down with Lisa Senecal in VPR's studio recently and began by asking her about her priorities as the new chair of the Vermont Commission on Women.
We've been spending time in the past 6 months or so taking a hard look at the women's facility, correctional facility in Chittenden County. Reproductive freedom was a big issue that was addressed in the legislature this year and is going to, for the next couple of years, through this constitutional amendment process. But primarily, we're really looking to make sure that women at all different education levels throughout the state have equal economic opportunity to be able to support themselves and their families and really thrive in the state.
Well, one issue that you've been at the forefront of in your work is sexual assault and harassment, particularly in the workplace. Last year, you went public with an allegation of sexual harassment by the now former COO of the company, Intopia, and that occurred while you were considering a job with that company. You broke a non-disclosure agreement to publish your account in the Daily Beast about a year ago. Why did you think at that time it was worth it to go public and break an NDA?
Well, I want to be clear about what the status of that NDA was. There had already been a lot of information disclosed by folks on the other side of that agreement about elements of the agreement. So my position was there really wasn't a functioning NDA at the point that I decided to write my article. Why I did that was, and thought it was really important, was that when I entered into that non-disclosure, I did so after being told that I was the only person who had been harmed by this individual. Only a few months later to have another woman come forward to me and tell me that she'd been harmed by the same person. And when she decided to file a lawsuit, that automatically, that is public. So that went public. And I felt I had an obligation not to leave her hanging out there by herself.
You were in a position when you experienced this sexual harassment, allegedly with Intopia. You were in a position where you knew a lawyer you could call to notify the company after the incident, eventually reached a legal settlement. For women who don't have access to that kind of legal counsel and they've experienced sexual harassment or assault in the workplace, what do you recommend they do?
Vermont passed a sweeping new sexual harassment law that went into effect last summer, in the summer of 2018. And one of the components of that was to create an enhanced reporting capability at the Attorney General's office, which is now in place. There is far better, more streamlined reporting ability online or through a hotline. There is an equity in how these situations are able to be addressed. And we know that the incidence of harassment for women who are low income is far higher.
Do you think enough is being done right now at the state level and beyond to make it so that there is not as much stigma as there maybe once was to come forward with an allegation of sexual assault or harassment?
It's changing slowly. It's very easy for us to believe that someone distant like a Harvey Weinstein did what he did. In smaller communities, that's more difficult. When people do come forward with an allegation like this, there are real challenges to being believed and having the issue addressed responsibly.
Lisa Senecal is the new chair of the Vermont Commission on Women. Lisa Senecal, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me.